Slightly hungover, but I just had a post in the group of Chris Santangelo where he put a picture of himself out there and he said, impatiently waiting. I sparked something in my mind. I just wanted to iterate this to everybody about who's out and anybody who's trying to do this interdiction game or trying to find and filter out cars on the roadway. One piece of advice I can give you is this. You got to remain patient. In this game, you have to have patience. And I promise you, if you begin watching traffic and you're patient with it, you will begin to see vehicles that you've never seen before. There were times where I've said maybe 2-3 hours before I found the first car I was going to stop while I was looking at traffic. Sometimes it was 2-3 minutes and I hit a jackpot car. So just when you go out there, don't see the first car with tinted windows and think that that's going to be the car that you're that's going to yield this great thing because they have tinted windows. You have to stop thinking typically of what you've been conditioned to believe was a good car because of what you've seen on TV or maybe a guy in your agency who stepped in shit one time and the car had tinted windows or the driver had a flat brim hat. Like, not every person driving a car with a flat brim hat on is going to be a drug dealer. So you have to get that out of your mind. You've got to remember that anybody can be moving anything and engage in any kind of criminal activity at any time. And also expand your mind to think that you're not just looking for drugs either. There's plenty of times where I've been interdicted stolen equipment, people who have just committed crimes, people who are going on the way to commit crimes. Any kind of crimes, burglaries, robberies, you will interdict a lot of stuff. You may find out that you solved burglaries because you found some proceeds from a burglary. Had all these things happen, but just you got to keep your mind open and just remain patient. Don't, if you're going after those cars, the other piece of advice I have is if you're stopping cars, you're not finding anything, don't beat yourself up. It's just like anything else. You're not going to be a great hitter in the major leagues if you're not practicing and swinging and figuring out what you're doing right and wrong. You're going to come across, if you stop 10 cars and all 10 stunk, get back on the horse and stop that 11th car. Because you may find yourself, if you're looking to be this type of cop, you're going to find that that 11th car may be the big one. And you'll learn so much from all that. So you just can't be defeated. And you can't worry about what other people think. If you haven't noticed, most guys who are proactive or working guys in your agency, if this is you, you get hated on. It's just the way it is. Not everybody has the DNA to go out and be an effective police officer on this level. But if you're trying, you'll get good. There are people who I know that weren't the best, but they went out and tried. They did some really nice work. So ignore your haters. Who gives a shit? Don't worry about it. Make sure your bosses are behind you. Don't go out and try to do things that they're going to hang you on. You got to be careful with that. If you're not working in an agency that they're going to have your back, I'd be really careful with that because the first complaint that comes in where you didn't do the job 100% because you maybe made a mistake, if they're going to swing you and hang you from a noose on that, be very, very careful. And that's just some advice on a Sunday. This is me hungover. So guys, good luck with everything. And whatever I can do for you, I'm just trying to give you guys a lot of value out of this group. And over the course of my career in law enforcement and from the testimony of other officers and myself, just trying to give you guys real, real quality, good stuff of value for being members in this group. Hopefully you can take this and expand on it. But patience, patience is the key. Watch traffic. I'm telling you, these cars will stand out once you start looking at their behaviors and who's in the car. See you later.